house under 93. You got it? Yeah. Perfect. Okay, I'll trust you all there. So page 1083, by the big number 15, and this is Jesus who's speaking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please keep the passage open. We're going to be thinking about it together. It's quite complicated, isn't it? I imagine that you found it hard to follow it all the way through and understand everything that was being said. So let's ask God's help to understand. Almighty God, we know that you sent your Son into the world because you love us, and that his teaching is to help us. Please help us understand these words, so that we could know you better and live our lives the way you intend. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the beginning of a new year, and it's good to think now what matters most. You've tidied away things from Christmas, and perhaps it feels like it's a chance to think ahead and think what is going to matter most in 2025. What's important? And Jesus' teaching, although it's complicated, it will help us think what's most important for us here, each one of us, and us together as Dagenham Parish Church. Jesus talks about four things in verses 1 and 2, so we need to see what they are, and that'll help us to start to understand. The four things are the vine, the gardener, the branches, and the fruit. Those are the things that Jesus talks about here. So I've got a splendid picture here for the first thing, the vine. Here we go. So the gardener wants to get fruit from his vine. Do you see these orange bits? Those are fruit. That's the main stem of the vine, and the branches coming off the vine, and they are growing these orange fruits. Some of them aren't ripe yet, they're yellow. But those are the fruits on this vine plant. That's the job. That's why the gardener has got this plant, because he wants to get fruit. He wants to be able to pick this fruit. And the branches will only make this fruit if they're connected to the vine. They have to be joined on to the main vine. That's so that they get sap from the vine, isn't it? The juice or the life that's inside the main vine will go into the branches, and that life or sap in them can then let them grow the fruit. And what Jesus is saying is God the Father is the gardener, and he says, I, Jesus, is the true vine. Only branches connected to the true vine will make the fruit that the gardener wants. So what Jesus means in that picture is that only by him can people have the lives that God wants. So people are like the branches. Let me put some names on to help us understand. So if we put Jesus here, he's the main vine, the main middle branch, lovely bright yellow colour. And then there's some other names. So we've got Sally right at the front here. Sally's a branch, so we'll put her here. And Teresa, she's here. She's a branch. Put her there. And another name here, Steve. He's a branch up there. And one more person, Alfred here. He's a branch at the top. Okay, so the main bit of the plant, the vine, is Jesus. And the branches, what Jesus is trying to help us understand, are like people. And the good things they do in their lives are like the fruit that grow on the branches. And that's what the gardener wants. That's why he's growing this plant in his field. He's wanting to get fruit. And so he wants branches on a vine that are going to make the right fruit. That's what Jesus is saying. And he says on this vine in his story, there are two kinds of branches. Look at verse 2. I'm going to read verse 2. It's talking about the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. That's the first kind of branch. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so it will be even more fruitful. So what are the two kinds of branches? Two kinds of branches, what are they? Go on, Bex, you're always good for an answer. Yeah, there's one that doesn't bear fruit, and there's one that does. It's as simple as that. There's fruitless branches, and there's branches with fruit. And what does he do with the branches that bear no fruit, does it say? He cuts them off. So I brought my gardening gloves, because gardeners often wear gardening gloves, don't they? I don't know if in Jesus' time people wore gardening gloves, and I bought my big gardening scissors. So I've got to see, there's one branch here. Look at that. You see there's no fruit on that branch. So the gardener will cut that one off, because he wants branches with fruit on, and that doesn't have any fruit on. So that's rubbish to him. There's another branch at the top where I put the name Alfred. You see that's not a good branch. There's no fruit on there. And the leaves are even a different colour, so that's a rubbish branch. He'll cut that branch off, leave the fruit just below on that bit, but that branch had no fruit on. So he cuts off the branches that had no fruit. What does he do with the branches that do have some fruit? What does it say? Sorry? He prunes them. Do you know what prune means? Prune is a fruit that your parents probably try and make you eat. But prune is also a thing that gardeners do. It means they cut off little bits. It's not cutting the whole thing down, but it's cutting off little bits. So on this branch here, see there's a branch with no fruit on. We want to get rid of that, because it's taking some of the sap, some of the juice that we want to go into that fruit. So we'll cut that one off. Okay, that's better for that branch. And then all the sap is going onto the fruit there. And then was there another one? Like, so the Teresa branch here, you see there's a little branch coming off there. It's not got any fruit on, so we'll prune that. That means we'll cut off that little bit. And then all the sap is just going into the bit that's got the fruit on it. That's what Jesus is wanting us to understand, that we, if we're his people, we're like branches, and he is the main stem. And what God wants is for us to have fruit. We want, that means good things in our lives. So what must we do, does it say in verse 4? What does it say we must do in verse 4? Someone with a bigger voice. Yes, it says, remain in me and me in you. That's what Jesus says. So you stay in me and us and me stay in you. Just like the life in the vine gives life to the branches, the sap or the juice helps the branches be alive. We need to have Jesus in us. I've got a picture here that might help us understand. There's someone who's a believer in Jesus. And if we could look inside, the life of Jesus is inside that person. So that's a believer of Jesus who has the life of Jesus inside them. I think I can pop that open. There we go. And his life in us brings out the good things that God's what God wants. That's the fruit. His life in us brings out the good thing that God wants. We must remain in Jesus and Jesus in us. We're going to find out in a bit what that means. Let me read verse 4. All of it. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So a branch of this plant, it can't make fruit if it's not connected to the main vine. It will not make fruit, is what Jesus says. And the gardener wants fruit. And Jesus says that's the same for believers. If believers do not stay connected to Jesus, we will not make the good things that God wants in our lives. We have to have Jesus. If we stop staying with Jesus, no good fruit. And the gardener wants fruit. What will happen if we do remain in Jesus, does verse 5 say? Look at verse 5. Tell me, what does verse 5 say will happen if we do remain in Jesus? Thank you, Paul. We will bear much fruit. So verse 5 says, if I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. You can't make the fruit the Father wants. We'll be like the branches that make lots of fruit, like these branches with all the orange fruit on them. Those are good branches. What if someone doesn't remain in Jesus? What does verse 6 say? Sorry, just a second. Bill. Yeah, they'll be thrown away. They'll be thrown away, won't they? Verse 6 says, if you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Withers means it dries out because it doesn't have the sap or the life in it. And then what happens to it? Gets thrown into the fire. Now, I've got a little box here. It looks like an advent calendar, doesn't it? You open up Advent Willenders, but inside my door here is the fire. And that's what happens to these branches that didn't make fruit. They get thrown into the fire. They're not going to stay there without some blue tack. We'll put that one on. Okay? That's what happens to them. If Jesus' life is not in us, we will not have the lives God wants. We will be thrown away like this. It is very serious. I know I've made a fun picture, and it's been fun watching me cutting the branches off, but do you see how serious Jesus says this is? You'll be like a branch that's thrown into the fire. Terrible. It's very important. As we look ahead to 2025, could anything be more important? I mean, recent Dawna are planning to get married. That's very exciting for them. But this is more important. I wonder what your plans for 2025 are. Nothing can be more important for you than you stay in Jesus and Jesus in you. You see, we need to hear this because all around people are telling us, don't listen to Jesus. It's not that important. Don't listen to what that vicar told you on Sunday. Other things are more important. Have your religion on a Sunday, but get on with your things the rest of the week. It's not what Jesus is saying here. Don't be boring and go to church, they'll say. Well, Jesus is saying you need to be with God, with his people, with his word. It's very serious. You see, the easiest thing in the world is to stop coming to church, to stop reading your Bible, to stop meeting with other people. Easy. Anyone can do that. But it's harder to stay in Jesus and Jesus stay in us. That's why Jesus has to tell us this and tell us this warning. it is very serious. So people who do not remain in Jesus are like branches that make no fruit. They are thrown away. If Jesus' life is not in us, we cannot make the fruit God wants. Now, people who are not Christians, they might do good things, but not the things that God wants. They will not live the way God wants. Don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you. But if we do remain in Jesus, even if it's hard, we will have the life God wants. But we need to be sure, don't we? How do we remain in Jesus? I said we'd find out about that. That's what Jesus is saying we have to do. How are we going to do that? Well, just think about what we've said so far. There's the gardener, that's God. There's the vine, Jesus. The branches, those are people who believe him. And the fruit, that's the good in our lives. Let's take some of these pictures off. What does it mean to remain in Jesus? Jesus explains in the next bit, verse 9, at the top of the page on the very right. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. One part of remaining in his love is here in verse 10. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. So Jesus' commands are the things he tells us to do. That's how we will stay in his love. We keep his commands. And someone might say, well, I thought Jesus' love was just for sinners. It's for people who know they've messed up and they need forgiveness, and Jesus died on the cross, and that's all I need for his love. If we remain in Jesus, we will remember that we are sinners, and we will be people who are ready to say, I've got it wrong, please forgive me. And we will say, thank you God that Jesus died for us. Yes, that is what we must do to remain in Jesus. But Jesus is saying another thing here that we've got to do. Verse 10. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. So we need to be listening to what Jesus tells us and doing what he says. And look what he says in verse 11. If we do that, he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Verse 11 says, this is the way I'm going to be glad about you, and you are going to have complete joy. Gladness. Why is that? It's because when we know God, when we know we're forgiven for our sins, and we listen to what he says about what matters in life, we know what our life is for. We don't have to worry about 2025 and think, what is life for? Why am I going to get up every day? What's going to happen if I die? All of those big questions are answered with Jesus. We're forgiven for our sin. We know who God is. We learn how he wants us to live. And when we die, we know we will go to be with him. Is there anything going to make you more happy than knowing those things? There can't be. These are things to really make us glad. We can know those and be sure of them because of Jesus. But what's his command? He says in verse 12. What is his command? Tell me, someone, please. Love one another. Yeah, this is my command, that you love one another. And remember, we talked on Christmas Day, love is not just a feeling. Love is an action. And so Jesus talks about his love in verse 13. Love, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. That wasn't just feelings. Wasn't it that Jesus said, oh, I've got such a deep love in my heart for them. Oh, bless. He came to earth. He died on the cross. He showed his love because he did something. Love is not just feelings. Love is when we do things. He died for us. He was punished for our sin so that we don't need to be punished. And now he's loved us. He says to us, you love each other. Now that's hard. Sometimes I don't know how to love the people around me. So I need to pray for God for help. But you know what the hardest thing I find? The hardest thing about love is when I love you, I've got to stop thinking about Joel. That's hard. And I really need God's help to do that. But that's his command, that we love each other. I've had a thought of some things to help you understand, children particularly, but all of us, parents, other adults, what are some things we can do to love? Mark, can you put up the next slide, please? Here we go. 8 things I thought of. Love one another. First thing, we can just say hello. If you're not saying hello to someone, start saying hello. When you're back at school this week and you see people, say hello. Be the person to do that. It's a good start. Second thing, help someone who's lost something. That's a really helpful thing to do, isn't it? You don't just want to sit and say, oh, I really feel love for them. They've lost it. Get off your seat. Help them find it. That's love. Third one, talk to someone, perhaps especially someone who's on their own and in the playground, or someone at work who's often on their own. Talk to them. Introduce yourself if you don't know their name. Number 4, listen to people. That's a very hard part of love, but it's a very good part of love. If I listen to you, really listen, then that's showing I'm caring for you, not just feeling. Number five, forgive. If someone's done something wrong, especially if they come and apologise, we need to be ready to forgive them if we're followers of Jesus. Number 6, you can send a message on your phone. If you've got a phone, send a text, or you could call them, ring them up and talk to them. Number 7, pray for them. Isn't that a good thing to do, to love someone? You might think, well, that's easy. That probably means you've not prayed for them very often, if you think it's easy. It's quite hard to keep praying for people, but that's the thing we can do to love them. Number 8, that's if you've got a car, you can give someone a lift. Take them somewhere that would be difficult for them to get. What's important for us in Dagenham Parish Church as we get into 2025? What really matters? Jesus tells us, doesn't he, what really matters? How we can be the kind of branch that makes the kind of life that God wants. We've got to stay with Jesus, remembering we're sinners, glad that he's forgiven us, listening to his instruction, and working at loving other people. That really matters. It's more important than how your football team does this year. It really is more important than how your football team does this year. More important than recent Dawn are getting married. More important than big things like that. So let's help each other do this. Let's keep coming on Sundays. Let's keep working at it ourselves. We sang, didn't we? Tell Me the Old Story. That's what that song's all about. Saying, let's help one another to live this way that Jesus teaches. Thanks, lads, for sitting well. I'm going to lead us in praying. Do join with me in this prayer to God to ask for help. Almighty God, we thank you that some of what Jesus said is very clear to understand when we think about it, about the vine and the plant and the fruit. Please make us like good branches, not branches that the gardener would chuck away and burn, but branches that the gardener is pleased with because of the fruit of good lives. Please help us today and this week and all through 2025 to love people, because that's the sort of fruit you say you want. We pray it in Jesus' name.